Tin Men. A number of years ago, Hollywood put out a movie, Tin Men. It was about salesmen who went door to door selling aluminum siding for houses. As I watched the movie, I found it difficult to laugh, even though it was a very funny movie. I could not laugh simply because the movie was real life. While I was in high school, my mom and dad let two tin men into the house. Those two men sat with my mom and dad at the kitchen table and began their sales pitch. About an hour later, the two salesmen had a signed contract. As my mom wrote a deposit check, one of the salesmen stood up, shook hands with my parents, and went down to his car. The sale had been made. The next thing we all heard was the sound of the ripping and cracking of wood. Mom, Dad, the salesman, my brother and I ran out the door and down the stairs. Standing at the foot of the stairs was a tin man who had gone to the car. He had taken a crowbar from his trunk and was now using it to rip off the side of our house. My mom and dad were speechless. Their faces showed absolute shock and disbelief. "What are you doing?" my dad finally asked. "Don't worry, Mr. Kiyosaki," said the tin man holding the crowbar. "We're just beginning our work." The second tin man went to the car and got out a section of aluminum siding, and both men hammered it to the broken section of our house. "There," said one of the tin men, "the work has begun. When we receive the balance of your payment, we will be back to finish the job." With that, both men hopped in their car and drove off. For months, that corner of our house remained broken and exposed, with a ragged piece of aluminum siding tacked to it. My mom and dad were very upset. They argued and lost sleep for months as they tried to get out of the contract and get their money back. They demanded that the corner of the house be fixed. I remember my mom saying to me, "If your father has a heart attack and dies because of what these two salesmen are putting him through, I will never forgive them." I, too, was very concerned about my dad's health. The tin men never came back. After 6 months of heated phone calls, the aluminum siding company finally returned their contract with a canceled stamp across the front of it. Although my parents were let out of the contract, the company refused to return the deposit or fix the corner of our house where the aluminum siding hung. So the battle continued. After months of staring at the grim reminder of the incident, our next-door neighbor came over, took down the siding, and repaired the damage done by the crowbar. From then on, all my parents could say about all salesmen was that all salesmen were scum, crooks, lazy, liars, unethical, opportunists, bums, and other such descriptive adjectives. Some 10 years after the Tin Men event, my rich dad was advising me to learn to become a professional salesman. As Rich Dad was talking to me, the only thing going through my head was, how am I going to tell Dad that I'm going to learn to be a tin man? Some of the best advice I ever had. When young people ask me what they should do to begin their business career, I offer them the same advice my Rich Dad offered me. I advise them to get a job in sales. I tell them that my Rich Dad's advice to get a job that had a formal sales training program was some of the best advice I ever had. To Rich Dad, selling meant being able to overcome our personal doubts, fears, and wants, and going out day after day with only the idea of serving our fellow human beings. To him, that was what selling was all about. He said, "True selling or communication is not about how many sales you make or how big your commission check is. True selling means being passionate about your company's product or service and being compassionate with the wants, dreams, and needs of your fellow human beings." Rich Dad believed in the law of reciprocity, that is, the golden rule. He knew that your sales ability was not only measured by the size of your commission check. Instead, he said, keep improving your ability to sell and to communicate, and your life will improve if you use your skill to help other people. He continually emphasized that point by saying, your wealth, your power, and your happiness improve with your ability to communicate. It is your most important skill in the world of business and in life. Keep improving your communication skills. Use your skills to improve the lives of others, and your life will also improve. No matter what business you choose, the ability to communicate and sell is essential to your success.